Yes. Vern, we back. Or Vern, I don't know if you're back. Are you a main? What's this going on in the background? are you a main?
Nah. I'm a main alum.
Oh, that's what it is. Is that what you're supposed to do?
You see like that? Yeah, see a call in the frame like that? Main alum!
All right, we're back again for another pod. Puff and Vern. Oh, man, we have a lot to talk about. But we got to keep it short. We got to keep it short. I have things to do. All right.
Run it. Drop the tunes and let's get into it.
It's my turn. I'm supposed to drop the tune. Don't worry.
Once again.
It was a nice walk. Weather's getting better. Back once again. Talk about all the dramas. And the Raptors.
Once again.
Can you believe they won? Puff. And Vern.
Miracle.
And Vern.
Welcome back to another episode of Puff and Vern.
Oh, yes. We have too much to talk about. Let's get right into it. No waste, no time. Vern, you want to deal with the long talk? You want to do your long talk?
Chicka-chicka Raptors review. Here we go.
No, your long talk about what to subscribe and...
We're getting right into it.
Okay, no long talk. I like that.
No long talk.
Raptors review. So we're coming off a win. After 15 losses, Raptors, you've been doing your job. You deserve at least to take one win. And we'll get into the team that they won against because it's very interesting.
We'll get into that team a little later.
Yeah, a little
later. It was a
Raptors
big win.
It was a big win.
It's a big win. Give me a prr-prr-prr. It's a big win.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a big win. Right, that also shows, and a big game from RJ, big game from Quickly.
Oh, Quickly is looking nice, and RJ's looking nice.
Yeah,
man.
Grady Dick came off the bench and gave you a good 10. You know, the young man.
I like how he's playing aggressive. Honestly, I'm excited for next year. I'm excited for
very excited for next year. Raptors, I know I wanted to keep losing, but you know, at some point you got to show the man themselves.
They deserve a win. They deserve a win because these are real NBA players, competitors. You know they do not like to lose, even if they're supposed to.
Right? They don't like a win of this caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off, Raptors. Hats off.
You deserve one win. Big up.
You deserve one win.
You can't go with one. But just
there's not a lot to talk about.
Don't make it two.
Don't make it two. Because if we fall out of the top 5, top 6, our pick is done.
They have a few games, but there's no need to win anymore. There's no need to win anymore.
You know, we like it. You know, we like the fact that you show people to say, hey, don't get it twisted.
And another big thing that happened this week, the Raptors now have a Hall of Famer.
Woo!
Raptors have a spot in the Hall of Fame through Vince Carter. Oh, Vince Carter deserved it. I think everybody knew he was going to get his first ballot. Go ahead. Yeah. You're going to say something?
But one thing, though, I like, right? Vince made it clear once his name was up to be in the Hall of Fame. They asked him, which team you're going to be on? Man said Toronto.
Of course.
Just has to be.
Of course.
Because when you think of Vince Carter, when you look at Vince Carter's career, you look at his impact, you look at all his highlight, all the craziness around Vince Carter. What do you equate that with?
The majority of that is with the Raptors.
What team do you associate that with?
That purple dinosaur Barney uniform.
Exactly. So when he said that, I was like, you know what? That's blessed. And two, for me, I don't care about all the drama that's going on around Vince. Vince, his jersey should be the first jersey to be retired in Raptors history. I don't care.
What drama is going around Vince? Jersey. What drama? You can't have no drama around Vince. What are you talking about drama?
You know these people, man. Oh, he quit on the team. He didn't want to dunk no more. I don't care about all that foolishness.
I think we've already talked about that, forgotten about in Toronto.
Right.
I think it was the media that put that on him. Yo, the man just wanted to ball. And when he went to the Nets, he showed everybody he could still ball.
Right. He wanted to ball, and he also wanted to have a voice in the decision that was being made. As your superstar player, I can't wrong you for wanting to be that. Man. You should be able to give the man that.
Yeah, but honestly, they should have gave that to Tracy McGrady. We all saw that. Tracy McGrady was a man. That's the man who should have had the crown on the team.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have left.
But he was, at that time when he came in, though, Tracy was real young, 18.
Yeah.
Real young.
True.
And at that time, like even Garnett, when he came in, you weren't really getting, you know what I mean, that much minutes to say, yo. It's not like nowadays where the young guys come in, you'd be like, all right, You're plugged in for like 20, 30
His
minutes.
His first playoff run, that's when you knew that Tracy McGrady was a man. Because I remember that vividly. It was McGrady that was scoring like at will. Vince couldn't do much.
But you can't blame the Raptors, though, because they wanted to sign him back. But McGrady said he didn't want to play behind Vince.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. They should have gave him the
No, but how does team. He know that? Because look how Vince plays, right? Vince, sometimes I think Vince don't really like the spotlight. So Vince would have deferred to number two. I think
But that's what I'm saying. They should have done that. They should have put the offense through McGrady and say, Vince, don't worry. You could be Robin. Let that Batman roll.
I don't think that would have worked, though, because I think he still would have left. Because he probably had something in his mind about Toronto them days. I have no clue, but he still would have left.
We'll see. Anything else you want to say about the Raptors?
Raptors, keep it up. Again, we always say we're seeing signs and we see the brightest lights because you box up a certain team, which is good.
But I want to tell the Raptors, don't make it two win. Keep on
in a row.
Losing.
We don't want that. All right, don't make it two in a row.
Let's go around the league. Oh, man, there's enough things we want to talk about first. Too much to talk about.
Ooh, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about New York first. New York got some bad news.
The big news in the
Big Apple.
Talk about that. Yeah.
So Julius Randle is now out for the season. He needs shoulder surgery. So I think most of us were expecting Julius Randle to be ready for playoffs. But it don't look so. It don't look so. And then I have a feeling that's going to hit the Knicks hard. I think their matchup right now in Orlando, they might be able to beat Orlando. But who knows? They might be losing their home court advantage. But Orlando hasn't been playing that well. We'll see.
I don't think they're going to hold a home court.
Yeah,
I don't think they're holding home court right now because, what is it? It's Boston.
I think about five games left.
Milwaukee, Cleveland. Who's the fourth?
Yeah, it's Orlando and New
Orlando
York.
Jumped to fourth again?
I think it's either New York four, five, or they're very close.
Between Orlando and New York, I'll give New York the home court. But I don't see New York going past the second round without
Randle. Right now, Orlando, they have the exact same record. Orlando's in fourth. And New York is
okay. Orlando has a tiebreaker.
Yeah, they must have the tiebreaker.
But with that said, I would still give the I believe in the Knicks to grab the home court.
Yeah.
Right. But, and too, if Knicks don't get the home court, I will favor them in that 4-5 matchup.
The Knicks over Orlando?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Orlando, again, playoff is different. Orlando just reached.
And then you have Jalen Brunson. I think he's built for the playoffs.
For that.
But
OG. Built for that,
but
right?
OG, team, the roster, OG 100%. You seem like OG is in and out. I don't know. Hopefully, he is 100%.
Puff, what we've been saying for years with OG,
he always gets injured at the key point of the season.
And at key points, when you're like, okay, it's OG's turned up. OG's
and he's
going
getting
up,
nice. He's rolling. He's injured. It's true.
Then he gets injured.
It's true. It's
right?
True.
So, I don't know, but I believe in Knicks to take a first round against Orlando.
All right, cool.
But Julius Randle is a big, 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 big loss for them.
Yeah,
big
huge loss.
Yeah,
I think both of them are really healthy.
Yeah, if they're there and healthy, I would say they would top out at the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who, Knicks?
Yeah, they had a chance.
Yeah,
because really, if you really look at it,
I see what you're saying. If he was healthy,
Yeah.
Anyways, right. That's enough talk about the Knicks. They always have this. They always make you get riled up and then they get boxed up. Don't worry. Next. Philadelphia got their star back. Joel Embiid.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, though?
About
like their... is for as of the player Embiid coming back. Like, do you think it's worth it? Are they going to make a run?
I think they have a lethal team. They have a very good team.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason they were falling, I think they were in third before he got injured.
Yeah.
So I think the only reason they're not winning is because Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's a big part. This most man cannot hold Joel Embiid. He's scoring at least 25 points
that's
a game,
true.
10, 15. Like, he's balling.
But
and when he came back, he showed it. He's missing it.
But let's talk longevity, though. Like, you know, for the player coming back after an injury. Wouldn't you just say, forget it, watch the season, and then start back again next year?
It's hard, man, because overall careers are short, and they have a very good team now.
Yeah.
They really have a chance of going to the finals. It's like, they can beat Boston.
So they're in the eighth spot right now, right?
Yeah.
And they're in the eighth right now. Indiana's in the seventh spot.
Who?
And
oh, yes.
Miami's in the sixth spot.
Miami's in seventh.
Miami's in seventh.
Indiana is in sixth.
Okay, so Indiana. Okay, so I had that. Those reverse. Let's see. Can they get to the sixth spot with five games left?
Sixth spot? No, they're two and a half games. They're 2.5 games right? behind.
And the reason I'm saying that is, I don't care if Joel Embiid's there now. Beating Boston.
Yeah, we'll see.
They got Boston last year, bro. Like, we'll see. Keep it a buck. Like, those guys, they're gonna get Boston.
Well, then they'll have a short season. Then you can go home and rest.
And that's my point. You're gonna have a short season because the man could get risk further injury. Let him get a full recovery and then come back next year.
But look at this. Right now they're in the eighth spot. You remember the play-in? Yes. The seven and eight will play to see who gets seven. So if they win that, they could possibly be seven instead of eight.
You know what? You have a good point. If they could avoid Boston in the first round in that 1-8 matchup, then I could see them. Because if they go 2-7, the Bucks are done first round.
Yeah, but then look at it. You eventually have to beat everybody to get to the finals. Boston is going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I get that. So, face them as your first opponent coming out there. Joel just came back.
See what you have now.
But the thing is,
box up somebody.
No, but if you look at it though, on a strategic level, right? Look at it at an advantage level. Who do you want to play? Who's more vulnerable? Right? Is it Boston or is it the Bucks?
It is true. What I would say is better to see them in a later round because they may be more banged up. But then again, on the other hand, your team might also be more banged up by the time the conference final comes around. But either way, in order to win, you got to be lucky. Your team has to be as healthy as possible, and you have to beat every team in front of you.
That is true.
I know Boston is going to be there. You have to beat them in some round before you get to the final.
That's true. And from a player perspective, you know what I mean? I could see him sitting there and be like, nah. I'm going to go out there and help my team. You're so, you know, I can't wrong him.
Remember, Embiid didn't play his first two seasons, right? There's enough time he didn't play. So Embiid's like, I can play now. I'm playing well. I'm going to play as much as I can.
Yeah.
What else you want to jump on? You talk too much on one topic, Vern. Come on. I have to rush you along. I have to crack out the whip. Come on.
Okay. What's around there? I see a lot of talk. And I think it's a lot of nonsense. I think people are just talking just for the sake of talking, right? You know, the big news, Bronny James declared for the NBA draft, but he also put his name in the transfer portal. Everyone's making a big deal. Oh, he's not ready for the NBA. Oh, he's not going to get drafted for the NBA. But I'm like, people, what Bronny James has done is not the first. He's not the first to do it.
Yeah.
All he's doing is testing the waters.
He is King James' first son. He is the prince. Coming into the league. That's why people are
talking. My big gripe with these people coming out talking about Bronny James, he averaged 5 points. How is he going to go to the NBA? Do you realize the man never had a training camp? The reason being, he had a heart attack. The man almost dead. So you forget he missed 2-3 months of ball?
Man, people just want to talk.
In limited minutes? And you guys are going to criticize the man? Like, come on. Right? As a prospect, right? Bron is your dad. You come off of a subpar season, right? You're hurt for the 3 months. You come up, right? You put yourself in the transfer portal. You said, you know what? You don't hire an agent. You go through the draft process. You go to the combine. You go to workout. You go to interview, and then you see where you land on the board. If they come back and said, if you're not a top 20 pick, yeah, you go back to school, or top 15, go back to school, right? Now you have a full year. You're healthier now. Right, go dominate. You know, because Bronny, I think you average 15 plus easy in college. Mm-hmm. Right, bring up your stock and then come back in the league.
Yeah, he probably needs to be more on a team where he could be given the ball and get more opportunities. Because it seemed like he wasn't the man there. So, anyways, it's just talk. Honestly, I think the reason why they're talking about the Bronny so much is because of his dad and his dad, LeBron James, talking about how he wants to play with his son. And he wants to be on the same team with his son. So people, honestly, even if he's not a top 20 pick, somebody will pick him up just to lure LeBron James and see, would he really come? Why not?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's been pissing me off. I'm seeing that around all these newscasts. Everyone's debating and people and all the comments are like, dude, you guys forget this guy had a heart attack. He almost died. Right.
The one thing is good that he has LeBron James. LeBron James had that pressure on him for how long? So at least he could hopefully coach his son exactly. And show him, you know, exactly. This is it. This is what comes with it, you know? But they'll be all right. Bronny will be all right regardless. He'll be all right. What else do you want to talk about, Vern?
Around the league. You notice a certain team started to win again.
Yeah, because we said the guy that was injured came back.
By that certain team, we're talking about the L.A. Clippers. Mm-hmm. The second team in L.A.
Yeah, who's the player that came back, Vern?
The player that Puff and Vern, yo, we've been on this player quite a lot. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, don't disrespect returned his two name.
Games. He returned in the Denver game. They came out with a dub. They played again. I forget what the other team they played, and it came up with a dub. Granted, it's a 2-point game, but it came up with a dub.
Yep.
So you see the impact of Russ.
Yeah.
Right.
Russell Westbrook is. I think he fits very well with that team.
Yeah. He has a. He is the leader of that team. He's the leadership voice of that team, as Lowry was for the Raptors when Kawhi was there. I think Westbrook has fit that role and fit that mold.
Yeah, the two teams are Denver and Utah that they beat. Yeah, they're coming around at the right time.
They're coming around, right? I was about to say they're going to free fall. I didn't trust them, but...
Yeah, but they were losing Westbrook a lot of games. They've lost...
They were losing a lot of games.
Yeah, right? So
it looks like Westbrook came back and steadied the ship.
So right now, they're in the four spot. They're right now set up to play Dallas. I think they're pretty much set in that four spot. I don't see Dallas catching them.
But they're playing Dallas in the 4-5.
That's a very interesting.
If Dallas don't drop. Dallas has their numbers. Since the bubble, Dallas has been boxing those guys up in the playoffs.
Yeah. And they could possibly, Dallas could drop because they're only one game above Phoenix. Yeah, might as well just get right into what we're talking about. We're talking about the Western Conference playoff picture. It is tight and it's exciting.
These last
five games to go. I'm excited. Every day I'm like, yo, people are moving up and down the list. So right now in the West, we have Minnesota at 1, Denver with the exact same record at 2, OKC at 3, which is only one game behind Denver and Minnesota.
Shea's injured right now, so.
And they've lost a few games. They could easily been in first. Yeah. Then you have the Clippers at 4. Four games behind, and Dallas at 6 games behind. Then Phoenix only one game behind Dallas. Then you have the New Orleans Pelicans at 7, only one game behind Phoenix. Then you have Sacramento Kings are in 8th, only one game behind the Pelicans. Then you have the Lakers with the exact same records as San Antonio, the Sacramento Kings. Then you have Golden State. Golden State, I think, is going to sit in 10th. They're 2 games behind the Lakers. I don't see them catching the Lakers. But you see that every from
6 through 9.
Some 5. Crazy. To 9 is one game.
5?
1-1-1-1. Yeah, 5 through 9. Wow. One game is, from 5 to 9, it's only a 3-game difference.
Wow.
So there's going to be that playoff picture is going to be all over the place in the last week.
I got to give those boys in Phoenix some credit because it was looking bleak just now. They're in 8th just last week. They're in 8th.
Yeah, but now they're in 6th. They're in 6th.
I was getting nervous for them boys. You know,
but they have some.
I'm getting nervous for them boys.
But they have some hard matchups. They won against the Timberwolves is a big one. They won against Pelicans, Cavaliers, and
Timberwolves. That's a big one, too.
They won 3 in a row. Next, they have the Pelicans again. Then they have Clippers back-to-back. Then they have the Kings. And then they have Timberwolves. So
the Clippers back-to-back is a dangerous one right there for them.
No, but all of those teams are playoff teams.
Yeah.
And they're all looking to win.
The Pels, I think Zion may be nicked up, so I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't have what's the name to Ingram. Brandon Ingram was mashed up a little. He's been out for a little bit.
They may get them. But wow.
Yeah, that's
the Lakers are the hottest team out there, baby.
Yeah, I don't know about the hottest team, but they're moving.
Right now. I think they're on an 8-game win streak or 7-1 in the last.
Oh, they're in a 3-game win streak. They lost against the they went on a 1-2-3-4. They went on a 5-game win streak, lost against Pacers. And then they're on a 3-game win streak now. So not bad. And then tomorrow today they pay the Cavs.
Yeah, so like the 7-1. So if they beat the Cavs, they're boops.
They have Cavs, Timberwolves, Warriors, Grizzlies, and then Pelicans. Man, it's gonna be exciting this last week.
Rough.
Some ball games. It's almost like pre-playoffs, like play in.
Yeah.
You know?
Because even the Kings have a tough couple of games left as well, too.
Yeah. Oh man.
So it's gonna be nice down the stretch. And then
the Kings lost. They almost caught Boston last night, but they took an L. You have the Nets tonight, which is probably going to be a win. They have OKC.
That's only going to be a dub.
Then the Pelicans, the Suns.
Lakers in a tough one.
And then the Lakers Trailblazers.
Against the Cavs. But if they could pull that out, they'll put them right in the spot where they need to be. 7-8.
Yeah, even
go for 6.
Timberwolves is going to be a hard one for them. Golden State is another difficult. Golden State needs to get some Ws too.
Yeah, Golden State has been playing well too.
Grizzlies is going to be a wash. They're going to probably beat the Grizz.
Yeah,
the Pelicans.
Golden
again,
State has been playing well. Pelicans I have to give to Golden State that.
Yeah, they have been. Oh man, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be nice.
It's nice like this because all of them have to play almost right down to the last game. Because when there's a big lead, people are resting. Like Boston's getting to that
and
set.
Chilling.
They're starting to rest some players and getting them prepared for playoffs. But they can't do that in the West.
What is this? Like, how long has the play-in tournament been in? 2 years now? Or three years?
Oh, man.
Really excited. I got to say.
That has
really
been
excited.
One of the most exciting additions.
Really excited part of it.
Because it does make people race at the end. Because
now
being in 7th or 8th, you're not even really in the playoffs yet.
Exactly.
Back in the day,
you're in the playoffs. You chill.
No. You're not in the playoffs yet.
Mm-mm. Man, a team in 10th might just leapfrog you.
Yep, but Lakers did what last year. Lakers got, Lakers in like the 9th or something? And they went to the finals? That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the day, in the 9th, you're out. You're not even in the playoffs.
Done. So, I can't wait for that Wild Wild West shootout out there, boy.
Wild Wild West.
Nice.
The Wild Wild West.
Puff, what else out there caught your eye, Puff?
Nah, that's really it. Only thing is, you remember that?
No. What did you say? Go ahead. The only thing is?
The only thing on my mind is back in the day, when you're at home and you're sick, you pretend you're sick and you stay at home or whatever, you're really sick, you're at home. And then mommy was always watching this thing on TV. You remember them?
I was going there. I was waiting to see what you're saying. Because the only thing left on my mind
is just the music. And then you hear that music, it's like, oh man, the soap operas are back. You're like, right? Oh man, mommy, can I
and
just
it's
put on some?
Time. It is time. We've been putting it off because we've been giving you the bucks. We've been giving you guys a little blight to say, you know what, you look good. You may be turning around. Let's see something. But we are back with this week installment of the revolving door, the Milwaukee Bucks coaching carousel.
Oh man, Vern. First question I want to ask.
Drama.
First question I want to ask you, Vern, about this whole team. Do you think Doc is going to be back next year? Are we going
to
continue with this revolving door?
It has to be.
Oh, because they can't afford to pay another.
They can't afford to be paying four coaches' salaries. Okay? That'll be now 4 coaches' salaries. Because they got to pay 3 that they fired plus the new one that
they just let Giannis coach. Maybe let Giannis coach. That might work.
Giannis' brother coach. How about that? He'll be a player coach.
Oh boy, Vern, remember last pod I was talking about these men might get kicked out first round.
But you remember we thought you were a believer for a little bit.
A believer? No, honestly, they were playing okay for
a few games,
but the last 3 games, Vern? The last 3 games?
We just jumped out of the Raptor rap and we're going to have to go back in there because these men gave Raptors a signature win. Broke their 18 game losing streak on you guys.
Whoa. No, that I think is it was 15. Low. I think it was 15.
15? 15? Okay, that's a new low. Sorry, Raptors. I'm already dooming you to 18.
No, but the Bucks.
But come on, man.
The Bucks.
Milwaukee. Fix up.
I'm surprised they're still in second place.
Yeah. That's because Cleveland's matchup
Dude, who also? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Mobley's matchup. So if Cleveland had their full squad playing well, Cleveland would have passed them a long time. Right, but again, now the coach is making excuses. Doc Rivers, you guys blew a 20-something point lead the other day.
Oh man! Okay, so the last 3 games they lost to the Wizards, then they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. Then they lost to our team, the Raptors, which I wanted them. The Raptors are trying to lose.
Raptors are one of the 6 worst teams in the NBA. So you lost to pretty much like 3 of the 6 worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah. None of those teams are going to playoffs. None of them are going to be in the playoffs. None of them are even good enough for the playoffs.
And you had Dame and Giannis?
They didn't have Dame and Giannis last night against the Raptors. And
no, they had Dame. Dame dropped 36.
They had Dame, but Dame fouled out with a minute 30 to go. It's like, yo, like, ah, oh, man. Okay, it was interesting because in that, in during the episode, they put something on the screen. What me and Vern were kind of hinting at, even before the All-Star break was done, and we were hinting at. I think you know what stat I'm talking about. So with Adrian Griffin, their record was 30-13. They were 30-13.
Preach.
Second in offensive rating. Mm. 21st in defensive rating. There's an issue Not with bad. The defense. Issue with the defense still to come.
Not bad.
But now with Doc, they are 15 and now 16 because they just lost that game.
So they're under 500. Jeez, I'm peace.
Their offensive rank is 16th instead of second. Of mercy. And their defensive rank is 12th. So they did step up the defense. Okay. But they also stepped up picking up them L's. And I think that's the most important part. They get some serious L's.
So the losingest coach just continues to add to his resume as the losingest coach.
Adding. So all the people listening, they're Milwaukee fans. Yo, I don't have no hate on you, man. I love Giannis. But I think they made a mistake. I'm just saying.
I like Dame.
I'm just saying.
Listen, even if you're going to make that move, you play out the season.
But
you
honestly,
play out the season.
Vern, I think it's obvious if they had to go to that, it had to be some personnel issue. Something in the locker room or something.
Because
when I look at it, it almost has to be either Dame
Giannis. Before you even go locker room, right? They're 21st in defense. And that seemed to be the biggest issue with the team. Mm-hmm. But don't you think over time, if you guys, you know, accept the new defensive principles, what the coach is trying to preach, over time you have good defenders? Giannis, your defensive player of the year. Brooke, you're up
no,
there.
No, but that's why, Vern, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Over time, you would have been better. Over time, you would have got to 12.
If it was that, no, but it had to be something else. Because why wouldn't you let it run out? You're in second. There had to be something else. There had to be some locker room issue.
Ah, I know what it is. Your theory may be right.
I'm telling you.
He probably tell Giannis, brother, you need to go home.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, we need some room on this bench for somebody that would actually
play. Somebody else who I could be like, all right, you guys are salt. At least I know this guy has some experience and can go off for something. But no, I have Thanos.
But then again, on the other end of it, you had to look at it. Maybe he's a vet or he's an OG and he keeps a professionalism in the locker room. I don't know.
True.
Because I hear good things. The other players say good things about him.
About him?
Yeah. And, you know, he has a highlight reel you can see out there. So he could ball. And I know me. If I played against him, he'll probably dust me still. I know. I'm not
of course.
Even saying. But
he'll dust us out.
But
with
I don't
that
know.
Being said.
That was just joking.
Milwaukee.
Me joking that they have to get rid of Giannis. Thanis or whatever. Giannis' brother. Yeah. But I don't know. It had to be some personnel issue. I don't know what it was. But it had to be something. And it seemed like Giannis playing with his brother is a very touchy.
Because the numbers that you went over, they weren't terrible. Their offensive rating was way better than it was before. The defensive, it was 20 out of 30 teams. Yeah. But you have the defensive player. Somebody's not buying into the scheme. You have Giannis.
They don't look good at all.
They don't look good at all. So, man, if you play Philly, because I was, you know, I mean, not expecting Embiid to come back, but if you play Philly, Puff, you may be right. First round, that's out.
That's out.
Milwaukee.
Because Philly's not even really a 7th or 8th place team.
No.
There actually should be like a 3 or 4.
Easily.
Possibly even 2.
Easily.
If Embiid didn't get
matched
up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man.
I've never seen a dumpster fire of a season like this before.
Yeah, trust me. If they match up with Philly, it's over. It's like
it's
I
over
put money on it. There's no way Milwaukee
over for them
because
Dame is going to get worked by Maxey.
Maxey, yeah, they cannot hold Maxey. There's not many players that can hold Maxey. And then that's
then Tobias as a number 3. Then you have Oubre, right?
That's problems.
Those guys are solid.
That's
there.
Problems.
And they have veterans over there too.
I said
they have Manu Nordwin and Larry seems to be playing better since he got there
because he's with his old coach.
Yeah, exactly. And he's home.
He knows how to use him. Like, you know, he knows how to use him.
It's crazy.
He doesn't run down in Miami. Right. Like,
doesn't he look a lot better than he was in Miami?
Yeah. But I think, like, that, I don't know what it was. In Miami, it just wasn't working.
But Milwaukee. You just, man, you should just rolled with him.
Trust me, I said first round and watch. Who do you think the 76ers want to play first?
Milwaukee.
You don't think they're going to be like fighting to get that 7-6?
Of course. Of course, because Milwaukee right now is like a wounded dog, really and truly. And they're not even wounded. They're wounding that head coach.
And they have the head coach calling out the team. But oh, my God. Doc, don't call stop with this
soft,
shit.
All type of thing. You're like, yo, Doc.
Doc, don't
like,
stop with this shit.
I don't know, oh, Doc. Right now, you got to look yourself in the mirror, my friend.
Anyways, Vern's on the long talk. The episode already long.
Vern's on the long talk.
Vern, I tell you,
all right, that's a wrap for the soap opera.
For you, brother.
Vern's on. Anything else you want to kick off over there, Buff?
Math, things for do.
All right. With that being said, that's another episode.
Once again,
don't forget to do what it do. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Puff and Vern, we're doing it again.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. What do you think? Are we on point? Are the Bucks trash? Are the Raps trash? Oh, we know they are, but that's okay. Next year, it'll be better.
Dumpster fire Bucks.
Until next time. Peace.